Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
By law, 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. You know what's slower than a pace car? Waiting at the car wash. That's when I fire up Chumba Casino. It turns those slow minutes into fast fun. With new games every week, you'll never get bored. Next time you're stuck in the slow lane, speed up with Chumba. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, they heard what sounded like an entire cabinet come crashing down, dishes and all, but when they ran into the room, nothing had moved. So what did they hear?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
It is Real Ghost Stories Online. And if you have a real ghost story, we would love to hear it. You can call it in at 855-853-4802. You can write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com and become a premium subscriber. If you want to get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, all without commercials, sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And if someone's listening, it's like, no, y'all just did an episode on that. We did. And we were just last week, Kathy, you and I did an episode on that weird crashing phenomena thing.
It's weird, but it's very prevalent.
Yeah. And so we just did an episode about that. And then this call came in and I'm like, oh, no, I played that call. And I'm like, oh, no. I read the story last week. So this is a different crashing sound phenomena story. Which is fascinating to me because we were talking about it last week about it's actually a rather common thing. And I think when we looked it up on ChatGPT, they referred to it as a phantom crash.
Yes.
And yes. One of the theories that it brought up, you know, it's a residual haunting. So at one time there was a big crash or something, and that's what you're hearing is a residual haunting sound effect. There's nothing else, you know, as far as any activity. It's just an auditory thing.
Exactly, because this is different from when you go in. Like, let's say I've had that happen before where I thought, boom, you know, somebody knocked a china hutch over, and I don't even have a china hutch, but that's what it sounded like. Of course, there's nothing wrong anywhere, can't find anything wrong. But now I have had it happen where I heard some crashing in my kitchen. I go in there and I find, like, I had a panini maker, it was on the ground, and I had, you know, like a little blender thing or something on the ground or whatever. Several things on this kitchen wire rack. You know what I'm talking about? Those freestanding wire ones you see at Lowe's or wherever, and they're great. But I know for a fact the legs of the panini maker were down in between the wires. You would have had to physically pick it up and throw it on the ground. It literally broke it. Like, I still could use it, but the handle was broken and stuff from this crash. Now, nothing else was off the shelves of it. So explain that to me. Shelves above and below and whatever were all fine. Just this one shelf, stuff seemed to pick up and be thrown out.
That would be poltergeist activity.
Right.
But at least
the crash thing is really frightening because it is loud. And it does. It sounds like broken dishes, broken glass. It's crazy.
I don't know. I kind of like the idea of it being residual because nothing else really makes sense. Because there's nothing to find that caused the crash that everybody just heard.
Exactly.
So let's dive into this story and then we'll talk about it.
Hi there. My name is Erica. I'm calling from Texas. And I have, well, I've had two things happen. I've had several things happen, but these two are some of the strangest things that have happened to us before. And one of them is, the first one is when my kids were little, maybe about probably over 20 years ago, one of my boys and my niece were playing in our dining room, and my sister and I were a couple of rooms away watching TV. So suddenly we heard a huge crash. It was like a huge crash, dishes, wood breaking. It was just ridiculous. And the first thing we thought was, oh my God, they knocked the, you know, the cupboard over on themselves or something. So my sister and I obviously ran into that room, you know, scared of what we were going to find. And we walk in, I mean, we go in there and there is nothing. The kids are playing. The cupboard is fine. No broken dishes, nothing. So we searched the house and everything was in place. Nothing was out of place. I mean, but this rumble, it was such a huge, loud crash that it sounded, I mean, it literally sounded like all the dishes came crashing down at once, covered in all, or, you know, maybe, I don't know, a kitchen cabinet or just something very, very heavy, to where it even shook us a little bit as far as kind of, I mean, I like the foundation of the house. It just shook. It was crazy. We never found the source of that crash. And again, about, I want to say, this was about 5 years ago, so maybe 15 years later, same house. My husband and I were sitting in the living room, and we made a room off, well, we converted the garage. Because I brought my elderly mother to live with me. And so we converted the garage, and we have her in there with her setup, you know, her little living room, her bed, and her restroom. Well, my husband and I were sitting in the living room, which is right off of my mom's bedroom. And we were sitting there talking when suddenly we hear, again, a super loud crash. Again, everything shook. It was just loud again, and it sounded as if my mother's shower doors came crashing down. She has glass shower doors, and it just sounded like her doors came crashing down, and we jumped. We thought the worst. We ran into my mother's room. Nothing. She was fast asleep. TV was off. Restroom was intact, nothing out of place. I mean, nothing. I couldn't find a shampoo bottle. I couldn't find anything that may have fallen, nothing. Again, we searched around the whole house, and there was nothing out of place again. So we have no idea what that could have been. I have, you know, looked online, and I've heard other people who that has happened to as far as loud crashes, but a lot of people are asleep when this happens. And I was fully awake and with somebody both times. So I don't know what that could have been. I don't know if y'all have heard something like that before. I've listened to y'all for several years, and I have not really heard a story, you know, quite exactly like mine. So if y'all have any ideas, I don't know if you could let me know. I have a lot of other stories of different things that have happened in this particular house, which is my parents' original house, built in the 50s, well, sorry, late 50s. So if you would like me to call back, I sure will. Thank you.
So that's very similar to the other story we had last week.
I know, and I hate to go through it all again, but I, too, lived in Texas and had a very similar experience that happened. Maybe I should say, are you living in Victoria, Texas, in a little house in San Antonio? Because it was the exact same scenario. Now, question. The children seemed oblivious. Because she said they ran in there and the kids were still playing. And I would think if the kids had heard it, they would be have a kind of a stunned look, you know, and be a little shaken up. Like, what was that, Mom? But they did, she said they were still playing. So, and then the mother was still asleep. So the people that they were scared about, that they were running to, I take it from her story, did not seem to hear it.
And that's what makes me think more paranormal. Because, you know, like if you have an earthquake, you can have sound with it. And it can sound like a train, or it doesn't necessarily sound like dishes crashing. But like when we had a bad one day, it sounded like, and I think there's lots of different sounds, but there was one that we had one day that was more of a weird rumbly boom thing. There was another one that sounded like, the best I can describe it, like somebody had a little pellet gun, like a big pellet gun, and they're like blasting my house with it. It just sounded like somebody's throwing gravel really hard at my house. And it was weird. And I thought maybe it had shook the house enough that like the grout between the bricks or whatever you call that, you know, maybe that was coming loose. I didn't know. But it's weird to me because if it was something more geological, I think the family members would have heard it.
I think so too. And
It would have woke grandma up.
I don't think it was geological because just like me, my thought was, Jesus, a dining room hutch fell over.
When she
I mean,
said
that
like
was my thought.
crashing dishes.
And hers was the same thing. In her mind, she thought, my God, they've knocked the cupboard with all the dishes over and it could be laying on them. Right. And so, of course, they're like she said, we ran in there scared of what we were going to see because you might be afraid your children are under all this. So that's absolutely terrifying. But you immediately have a picture in your head of what you think it was because that's how much it sounded like that thing. The same thing happened to me. And, you know, I immediately hear this. What I think in my head is a dining room hutch falling down with all the china in it. And then my next thought is, but I don't have a dining room hutch with all the china in it. I don't have anything like that in here. So I just, and weirdly, it sounded like it came from my bedroom. So I went to my bedroom, which I obviously don't have anything like that there. I could never find anything. The exact same situation as this. And then, you know, happening again. She had an immediate picture in her head. It was the glass and the shower doors. That's weird. Like her brain jumped to that immediately because that's what it sounded like was the glass and the shower doors shattered.
I'm going with like a residual haunting. It's like at some point somebody's china hutch did fall over there. That is what you are hearing. Or something, you know, there's some reason.
Yeah, definitely there's a reason. I'm with you on that. I just am trying I can't for the life of me figure out. And then like when it happened to me, the only other beings in my house were my two dogs, and they did respond as well. They were both shook up, like scared. You know, usually my dogs, if they hear something, because one of the dogs I still have right now, and he'll go crazy if he thinks there's a person or the UPS man or, you know, something like that in the house. But he was just shook up. Like he was cowering.
You know, I wish that we could say this is what it is, but I think she experienced phantom crashing.
Yes, I definitely
Some
think it
sort
was
of.
phantom crashing. The cause of that, I don't know that I feel residual. I mean, I think it's an
The
explanation.
only thing to
And
me
it's
that makes
possibly.
sense would be that it's some sort of residual thing. Or somebody's crashing through the great china hutch in the universe
In the universe.
on their way to the next china hutch. I don't know.
But you're
But
right. It's not, I just don't feel like it's a natural phenomenon like you know, earthquake, or it, there can be rumbling noises from tornadoes, and there can be all this stuff, you know, sound like a train. But it doesn't sound like the glass doors crashing out of a shower. And that was her immediate thought, that that's what that was.
Right.
She was kind of expecting to see something happened with the glass doors.
Well, yeah, when it happens, it's so freaking loud that you go in there like scared, because it's like my whole house might be falling down.
Now, I had the counter to this happen to me not too long ago, and we discussed it on the show, where I had my granddaughter in my arm and she was helping me put away dishes from the dishwasher.
Oh, yeah.
And reached up and like all of this safety glass was everywhere. It just really loud. I never did figure out. I never saw something fall. There was just all of a sudden this huge noise and safety glass, and mixed with some other glass too, because I do think one of the glasses fell. But it was like the opposite happened. I had all of this glass and I couldn't figure out what it came from.
Yeah. What caused that?
That's the weirdest thing.
So at least she knows she's not alone. Like, right. This is a phenomena that happens to people.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, let's go to our next story. And thank you very much for that call. And call back with those other stories, please, if you wouldn't mind. This says, my husband and I bought a house several years ago with no intention of keeping it. We had gotten interested in flipping houses after helping some friends renovate one and eventually deciding we wanted to try it ourselves. We live in Massachusetts, and after looking for months, we found a house that had been sitting empty after foreclosure. It wasn't particularly old compared to some of the houses around here. I think it had been built sometime in the 60s, but it had been neglected for years. The yard was completely overgrown. Several windows were damaged. There was a leak in the roof, and the inside smelled like mildew and stale cigarette smoke.
Oh.
The kitchen was disgusting. And there were places where the flooring had to be completely torn out. It was also cheap. Cheap enough that we figured we could put a lot of work into it, live there for several months while we finished everything, then sell it, and hopefully make a decent profit. For about the first 3 weeks after closing, we couldn't even stay there. We were still renting our apartment, and we would go to the house after work and spend every weekend there. We tore out carpet, removed damaged cabinets, cleaned everything we could possibly clean, repaired walls, got the plumbing back into shape. That was also when the strange noises started. At first, neither of us thought much about them because we were tearing a house apart. There were tools everywhere, boards leaning against walls, and pieces of trim stacked in different rooms. Something fell over somewhere else in the house that wasn't exactly surprising. Except sometimes we would hear something crash and go look for it, and nothing had fallen. The first one I really remember happened when we were both downstairs. There was a huge bang. Sorry, I'm trying to keep my cat away from my laptop, and this is difficult. I'm trying to read a story while keeping him off the mixing board. And if y'all, I'm glad we're not doing this on video. The first one I really remember happened while we were both downstairs. There was a huge bang from the second floor, loud enough that my husband immediately said something must have come down from the ceiling. We ran upstairs expecting to find drywall or part of a light fixture on the floor, but everything looked exactly the way it had when we left it. And I had no idea I was putting two stories together about
crashing sounds. Oh my God, you really did. I'm listening to this story going,
I did not plan on a theme today.
Yeah.
We checked every room. Nothing had fallen. None of the windows were broken. None of the construction materials had moved. We eventually laughed about it and went back downstairs. A few days later, it happened again. Once we finally got the kitchen cleaned up enough to use, made sure the plumbing was reliable, and finished one of the bedrooms, we moved in. Paying rent and a mortgage at the same time was defeating the purpose of trying to save money by living in the house while we renovated it. For the first couple of months, the strange things continued. Although nothing about them felt particularly frightening, I would occasionally hear footsteps upstairs when my husband was outside working in the yard, or I'd hear something moving in another room when I knew I was alone. We would find kitchen cabinets open that we know we had closed. The crashing noises were probably the strangest part. That happened maybe once every week or two, and every time it sounded like something substantial had fallen. Once I was positive an entire shelving unit had collapsed in the room next to me, I went running in and found everything exactly where it belonged. After a while, we started jokingly calling it our ghost. I was home alone more often than my husband because my work schedule was different, and I have always been someone who talks to myself when I'm alone. I would be painting a bedroom and complain out loud about how many coats it was taking, or talk my way through whatever project I was trying to figure out. Eventually, I started talking to the ghost too. If I heard footsteps upstairs, I might say, "I hear you." If there was another enormous crash with nothing behind it, I would tell it that the least it could do was actually knock something over, so I knew what I was looking for. My husband thought I was ridiculous. Then one evening, we were sitting in the living room when the dishwasher started. That probably doesn't sound particularly strange until I explain that this was an older dishwasher. You had to shut the door completely, latch it, and then turn the dial to start the cycle. We weren't using it, and there were only a couple of glasses sitting inside. We both heard the water start running, went into the kitchen. The dishwasher door was latched. The knob had been turned almost all the way around to one of the longer wash cycles. My husband just stood there looking at it for a few seconds. That was probably the first time he stopped making fun of me for talking to the ghost. Still, neither of us ever felt afraid in the house. Whatever was happening seemed more strange and occasionally annoying. Over the next several months, something happened that I really didn't notice until later. The house gradually got quieter. By the time we finished the kitchen, replaced most of the flooring, painted the entire inside, and repaired the last of the damaged rooms, the crashes had become rare. I still occasionally heard footsteps upstairs, but even that didn't happen very often. The house had gone from being this dark, neglected place we could barely stand to walk through to somewhere I actually liked living. And then we finished it. That was always the goal, of course. We met with a realtor, figured out what we could reasonably ask for it, and started getting it ready to put on the market. That was when my husband and I had a conversation I never imagined having when we decided to flip a house. Do you tell someone their future house might be haunted? We actually looked it up. In Massachusetts, paranormal activity wasn't something we were legally required to disclose. Whatever someone might believe about ghosts, we weren't obligated to put our strange experiences on the paperwork. That answered the legal question, but it didn't answer the moral one. I kept imagining someone buying the house, moving in, hearing one of those crashes at 2 a.m. My husband's position was that nothing had ever hurt us, we couldn't prove anything paranormal was happening, and there was no reason to sabotage our own sale by announcing that we occasionally heard footsteps in an empty room. He had a point, so we agreed we wouldn't bring it up unless someone specifically asked. Then the activity started again. The week the for sale sign went into the yard, the crashing started again. Cabinet doors would be open in the morning. I heard footsteps upstairs several nights in a row. One night, something hit the hallway wall so hard that we both got out of bed and checked the entire house. Nothing was there. It felt almost exactly like those first few weeks after we bought the place. We eventually had an open house and I stayed away for most of it, but came back near the end while one couple was still looking around. They seemed to love the house. They spent a long time upstairs and came down and talked with the realtor in the kitchen. At one point, the woman asked how long we had lived there. I told her less than a year and explained that we had bought it as a renovation project. Then she asked whether we had ever noticed anything strange about the house. I remember looking at my husband because I could have easily said no. Instead, I told her that we had heard some odd noises and that every once in a while something seemed to move or turn on by itself. I also told her that neither of us had ever felt threatened by whatever was happening. She surprised me by laughing. Apparently, she had grown up in a house her mother swore was haunted, so the idea didn't really bother her. They ended up making an offer, and we accepted it. The last week we lived there was probably the most active the house had ever been. We heard footsteps almost every night. Cabinet doors were constantly opening. Twice in one evening, we heard huge crashes upstairs. The night before we moved out, most of our furniture was already gone. I was standing alone in the kitchen packing the last few things when I heard footsteps moving across the floor above me. For some reason, instead of being scared, I felt guilty. I looked toward the ceiling and said that we were leaving, but someone else was coming and the house wasn't going to be empty again. Footsteps stopped. We moved out the next morning, closed on the house a few days later. For several months, we didn't hear anything from the buyers. I assumed everything was fine. Then one afternoon, the woman sent me a message. She said they loved the house and everything was going great, but she had a random question for me. Had the dishwasher ever turned itself on? Apparently, it had happened twice. I told her yes, and she sent back a laughing emoji and said she guessed we hadn't been kidding about the house. Thanks for letting me share this. I've been listening for quite a while and always enjoy hearing everyone else's experiences, so I figured it was finally time to send this in. I have a couple more strange things that have happened over the years, so I may write in again sometime. Thanks for reading this, Meredith. I love the dilemma of that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do? We're flipping a haunted house.
Well, they even stopped and looked it up to see what they were legally responsible
to do. I love the husband.
Do.
He's like, you know, we're not legally, we don't have to tell them or put that in.
Well, you know, it is kind of funny because even if it was legally written that you had to, you know, let people know if something was haunted, what's to say, well, I never had anything. Even if you did, right? It seems like it's a difficult thing
to
make people do, you know, unless people have a high moral conscience,
which I think Meredith does.
Meredith does, right? In this, because she's like, well, yeah, you know, it is weird because one man's haunting might be another person's everyday life, which it seemed to be that the woman bought it went, oh yeah, I've lived in a haunted house before, I'm fine, or people that aren't sensitive may go live there the whole time and never notice anything. Maybe there's a sensitivity degree at play here that if you're not that sensitive of a person, you're not even going to experience it anyway. It's a weird thing. There just seems to be so much context that you would have to put this in. I'm sensitive. I, you know, have been exposed to ghosts. I hear footsteps, blah, blah, blah. Where someone else might walk in the door and, you know, we hear it all the time. People are like, nothing ever happened to me.
I think that you could sell the house as a haunted house, knowing it's a haunted house, and not feel necessarily obligated to tell them for that reason exactly. There are a lot of people who would think you're full of shit and there's nothing to it anyway. So if you come right out and go, we're selling the house, but it's haunted, then people are like, those people are crazy.
Yeah.
You know, so you're kind of putting yourself out there to be judged.
It's a weird dilemma.
Yeah. But I do like that, you know, she was like, it was enough to scare people because when things crash, there ain't no way you're not going to jump.
Well,
like you had better have a good heart if you live in that house.
Here we have our strange situation of this phantom crashing business, two stories in a row. But now this house felt like there was a lot of other activity as well. There's the crashes, but there's also footsteps, things turning, you know, them worrying about the dishwasher coming on, I guess. What was it? She said things she could hear moving in other, you know, like in a different room, that she would hear it sound like somebody moving around, like things being moved a little bit. So there was a lot of activity aside from the crashing, though the crashing will get you going.
I got to scare the crap out of you. That's why I said you have to have a good heart.
because it's
like, if you have heart issues, that might not be the place to live. That might be why you don't want to buy that house. Not that it's haunted necessarily.
Yeah, it's one way for a spirit to get your attention. That's for damn sure. Make something crash. We're all going to have to get up and go search for it. It's so weird. We have two stories like that. And then we have one like last week.
I know. It's so funny. And everybody's like, Is that normal? No, it isn't normal, but it is a phenomena that does happen to people.
Apparently it's more common than we think.
Yeah. I don't know. I found that one interesting, though, that Meredith had a moral issue. Like, do we sell this house knowing it's haunted? What do we have to do legally?
Yeah.
Oh, I get that. Well, if you have a real ghost story, please share it with us. Call it in if you want to. It's 855-853-4802. You can just write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com and become a premium subscriber if you want. Get the advanced episodes, access to the archive, no commercials. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thanks for listening.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CT&Cs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free?
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free?
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.